Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 16th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, it appears that Apple quietly held a gaming-focused media event in New York City last week. The event is said to have focused on showing things off like game mode in iOS 18, the new M4 iPad Pro performance, and more. On display at the NYC event were the iPhone 15 Pro Max, the M4 iPad Pro, the MacBook Pro, the MacBook Air, and the iMac. Some of the iPhone 15 Pro Max demo units were also paired with controllers from Backbone, and there were PlayStation DualSense controllers from Sony available for Mac and iPad gaming demos as well. Among the games shown off by Apple were Resident Evil 4 Biohazard, Assassin's Creed Mirage, Diablo Immortal, Valheim, and others. The event also focused on the new gaming features coming as part of iOS 18, iPadOS 18, and macOS 15 this year. iOS 18, for example, brings game mode to the iPhone for the first time, while Apple's Game Porting Toolkit is also now available to let developers port macOS games to iOS. iOS 18 also expands AirPods personalized spatial audio with dynamic head tracking to gaming on the iPhone with reduced audio latency. Apple held a similar event for members of the press and influencers last year, offering a look at games coming to all of its platforms. Over the last several years, particularly with the advent of Apple Silicon for the Mac, Apple has ramped up its emphasis on gaming across all of its platforms, and it seems like that is a trend here to stay. In other news today, there's a new feature in iOS 18 that you probably haven't heard about. With the all-new Photos app, Apple has added a new recovered album that can identify and locate previously lost or damaged photos and videos and show them to you. The new recovered album coexists alongside the existing recently deleted album. Furthermore, Apple notes that when you update to iOS 18, iPadOS 18, and macOS Sequoia for the first time, your device will automatically scan for recoverable photos and videos. Apple explains that there are a few instances in which a photo or video can become lost and/or damaged. For instance, it can happen due to a database corruption issue or when you take a photo and it doesn't properly save to your photos library. Third-party apps that have permission to manage your photos library can also cause content to become lost or damaged. The new recovered album will only appear if there are any lost or damaged photos on your device. Just open the Photos app, scroll down and find Utilities, tap on Recovered, and authenticate with Face ID or Touch ID. Then you can choose any photo or video and choose to permanently delete it or restore it to your library. This new feature for iOS 18 comes after a database corruption bug in iOS 17.5 resurfaced photos that people thought were deleted. At the time, Apple emphasized that this problem was rare and affected only a small number of users and a small number of photos. By adding this new recovered album, users have more control over ensuring that all of their photos and videos are fully deleted, and it gives people one more shot at recovering a photo or video that they thought they lost. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. If you've ever considered buying an intelligent robot vacuum, your time for effortless, immaculate floors has arrived. Roborock's 2024 Prime Day sales promotion is one you won't want to miss. There's a model for every price point and lifestyle, but these incredible deals are only available until July 21st. Roborock has sold more than 9.2 million of its robot vacuum products in more than 40 countries, and this is your chance to join the family. Get up to $650 off with prices starting from $260 for Prime Day 2024. My thanks to Roborock for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Running out today, Apple has released public betas for all of its latest round of software updates. This means the public betas for iOS 18, iPadOS 18, macOS Sequoia, tvOS 18, and watchOS 11 are now available. There is no public beta for visionOS 2, and no public beta for AirPods. Anyone can sign up to join Apple's public beta testing program on its website at beta.apple.com. Once you sign up with your Apple ID, you can go to the Settings app on all of your devices and choose to enroll in the public beta. As a refresher for what's new in these updates, iOS 18 adds new home screen customization features, a completely redesigned and more customizable control center, new features for messages like scheduled send, the ability to use tap backs with any emoji, and text effects, The Messages app also now includes support for RCS for better cross-platform messaging between iPhone and Android. The Photos app, again, has gotten a complete revamp with a new design that's a unified single-view layout. Through the developer beta testing process, this design has proven to be a little bit polarizing, so it'll be interesting to see what more people think now that the public beta is available. iOS 18, macOS Sequoia, and iPadOS 18 all include a new passwords app for the first time. The Apple Wallet app has gotten a few new features, headlined by Tap to Cash, which lets you send money to another person just by bringing your two iPhones together. Other things in iOS 18 include new privacy features, upgrades to the Home app and HomeKit, a ton of new accessibility changes, and a whole bunch of other tidbits that we have at the link in the show notes below. But one thing not to expect in the iOS 18 public beta is Apple Intelligence. This is Apple's suite of AI features that it says will revolutionize how people use their Apple devices. These features, such as writing tools, Genmoji, and image playgrounds, aren't included in the iOS 18 beta right now. Apple says that some of the features will roll out this year, while others, such as the completely revamped Siri, aren't expected until 2025. Again, you can hit the links in the show notes to find out more about what's new in every public beta and install them with just a few simple taps. The updates will be released to the general public in September. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.